guys, you're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, y'all know it's that time. What time it is? It's the special edition of COVID's Fashion Podcast Show. Like I said before, I'm doing this periodically, and I got a list for you COVID fashion listeners out there. I am telling you, oh my God, it is gonna be so wonderful. I got a lot of shout outs to send. I have questions and comments from one person. You know, one is better than nothing. So y'all stick around and stay tuned, and you are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast Special Edition COVID Fashion. Stay tuned. And guys, we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. Of course, you know, this is Francesca. And Lord have mercy, I have a list for you guys for top 10, top 5, you know, basically challenges, like these top dress people in these challenges. Oh my God, everybody that participates in these challenges, y'all are doing an amazing job. I seen nothing but pure fashion, okay? Pure fashion. So big kudos to you guys for your challenges, entering the challenges, voting for the challenges, and everything. So big kudos to you guys. Anyway, we're gonna move along. I have the top 10 challenges for corporate cleaner. I really didn't enter this challenge, but as I was looking and observing, I seen some wonderful outfits, you guys. Y'all did a wonderful job, you know, so big kudos to the ones that participated in the corporate cleaner on the challenge. And we're gonna go ahead and start off with the list. You have number one, Val COVID-19. Now their outfit was so up the par, so big kudos to Val COVID-19 on their wonderful, you know, challenge performance. So big kudos to Val COVID-19. Number two, you have Double X Queen Triple X Diva. Now, their outfit was like on deck, hands down. So, I really loved their outfit. It was so amazing. So, big kudos to Double X Queen Triple X Diva. Number three, you have Laura Bell 0712. Number four, Danny Movitex. Number five, Pritsita Love. And number six, Lula ALO Fashion CFB. Number seven, you have X Daphine Mythics RBE. Number eight, you have Melon H Ginseng. Number nine, you have Taunton IXUD. And number 10, you have Magus. Now, big kudos to those on the top 10 corporate cleaner challenge. Some of y'all names I cannot pronounce. So, y'all gotta give me a little bit credit for at least trying, you know. Moving along, you have the style department. Now, guys, I entered this challenge and basically, I didn't do too good, but, you know, I got 3 stars. I'm not ashamed. I got 3 stars. So, here go the top 5 for the style department. Number 1, you have Dammy the Night Owl. Number 2, you have Paula COVID X TLBRCF. Number 3, you have Cat KY. Number 4, you have MOGI. And last but not least, number 5, Nicey MI Queen Hearts. So that's the top 5 of the challenge the style department. And basically what that is, like the style department, you get to pick, I mean, they pick out what you wear, like from a shirt to a scarf. So basically what you have to do, you have to just basically coordinate, you know, improvise, you know, style, you know, from the makeup to the clothes to the shoes to the hairstyle. You know, it's a wonderful, you know, it's a wonderful challenge. They have it every now and then. But those are the top five lists for the style department. Moving along. Oh my God. You know, whew, the list goes on and on and on and on. If you have any comments or want to send a shout out or whatever, you can always email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Moving along. Oh my God, guys. I have the top 10 of Fashion of the Future challenge. Now this challenge, oh my God, guys, it's so ethnical. It's so spectacular. I'm talking about the silver, the retro style, all the above. And on, actually, guys, I did enter that and I received 4 stars. So kudos to me. That was a hard challenge, guys. Y'all, you know, picking out the outfits and the silver. I just can't believe I got 4 stars on it because I was really basically, you know, having a rough time with that challenge. You know, it had me thinking like, what should I wear? Or what makeup should I use? You know, anything retro, guys, you have to pick like a retro makeup style, you know, retro hairstyle. Even the clothes, you know, you gotta improvise, you gotta be different, you gotta be unique, you gotta be spontaneous, you know. So this challenge was, you know, kind of hard, but I can't believe I got 4 stars. So anyway, moving along, the top 10 Fashion of the Future list. You have Madam 47. You have Stella Vicky. You have Cookie 1985. You have Krista Lapp. Number 5, you have Erwin Kay. Number 6, you have You Got Style 87. Y'all have some unique names, guys. Number 7, you have Gabby Kayo Style. Number 8, you have Juliet Covet FFBR. Number 9, you have Hearts of Texas Diva. And last but not least, number 10, Lula Tonka. Like I said before, that is the Fashion of the Future challenge. And like I said, you know, y'all had amazing outfits, like retro style. So, you know, big kudos and congratulations on the top 10 of Fashion of the Future challenge. Okay, guys, I'm going to talk to you about, you know, the series that's going on. Of course, y'all know that it's the Mythical Kingdom series dual challenge. Like I said, you got to complete 7 challenges in order to win a prop pack and, you know, hairstyles and everything. So it's a pretty cool, you know, series. You know, y'all gonna be mad at me. I didn't enter like that, so you know, I apologize, but you know, I want to send special shout outs because you have you know, in the challenge that's going on right now, you have the Keeper of the Labyrinth, and you have the Way of the Wolf. Now these guys, these are challenges, these are the Mythical Kingdom series challenge, the duel with the 7 challenges. So number 1 is the Keeper of the Labyrinth, and then number 2 you have the Way of the Wolf, and you have another one also that's Whisper of the Serpent. But I want to send a special shout out because I looked on Facebook and I seen a couple styles that really, like, I mean, really caught my eye. Like, I think they're gonna get five and beyond stars. So I want to send a shout out to Megan Lambert. Her outfit was like, whoo, up the par. And Angie Molden, like, they had the wonderful outfits and they coordinated. And I'm going to be honest with you. Little do y'all know, they really didn't have anything spectacular on that challenge. And, like, you know, I thought that was crazy. And in the groups, that's what they were saying. Like, it wasn't that much to basically choose from. And so when you don't have much to choose from, you know, a lot of people, they have to improvise and coordinate and try to make it look spectacular. And, you know, some people don't understand that when people, you know, basically take their time. And, you know, like, these challenges, they could be hard. You know, some of these challenges, like, you know, people, you know, they really take their time. And, you know, some of them, you know, they consider these challenges art. They really do. So, like, when you turn around and, you know, make fun of these guys and, you know, what they're wearing, like, you know, really take the time. So I give big kudos and big kudos shout out to Megan and Angie with their wonderful costume. And I know and I guarantee you they're gonna get 5 and beyond stars because the outfits they had were slamming, okay? I mean, hands down, you know, it was really slamming. So big shout out to those people, you know, on that challenge. And the Way of the Wolf. Now, I entered that. I just entered that, guys. And, like, I'm telling you, like, you got to improvise. Like I said before, on this Mythical Kingdom series challenge, you know, challenges, the duel, they really don't give you a lot to choose. So, basically, you're going to have to improvise and coordinate. You know, I'm pretty sure you COVID fashion listeners out there know how to do that one. But anyway, guys, we gotta take a break. So you are tuning in to Time to Talk, special edition, COVID fashion special edition. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or also you can go on my Facebook page, which is called Let's Talk. We will be right back. We are back. You are now tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, the special COVID fashions edition. Before the break, I was just talking about the Mythical Kingdom series and all the challenges that they have. And I also sent the special shout out to Megan and Angie with their wonderful costume of one of the challenges of Keeper of the Labyrinth. Anyway, moving along, guys. Have some wonderful, interesting things on these 2-day challenges, and guys, I already done enter one. So you have the 2-day challenges. One of them is called Stay True. Now this is a challenge that, you know, I seen the background, like the pictures of it and stuff, and it is like amazing. And I'm gonna give you a brief description on what you have to do also for these 2-day challenges. And one of them is Stay True. All you basically have to do is style with Calvin Klein cotton item, 2 Calvin Klein leather items. And, you know, like I said before, this challenge, it ends in 2 days. So you probably guys want to go earn them tickets or whatever you got to do, buy them outfits and everything, you know, to enter this challenge. The next 2-day challenge, you have Low Profile. And basically, I'm going to give you a description. You have to style with Revo acrylic glasses, Fall 2019 Luisa Spinelli bag, and a dainty gold bracelets. So, ooh, that one sound interesting. I think when I take a break from you guys, I think I'm gonna enter that challenge. That sounds really fun. It really do. Like, some of these challenges I be thinking about, I go, should I enter these challenges or what? Okay, guys. It's another two-day challenge, but this one, guys, oh my God, this one is a flashback. This one was a 2013. See, COVID fashion, they've been in the game like forever, especially when it comes to like this game app. I'm telling you, they have clothes from 2013, 2015, 2011. Like, COVID fashion has been around for a pretty long time. And this flashback challenge is the Bionic Detective. So to all my COVID fashion listeners out there, I know you remember that one. So that one, yeah, I even remember that one. That's a major flashback one. And this one is the Bionic Detective. And you style with only fall 2013 items, two new leather items, Brooklyn heavy metal items. And to keep in mind also, guys, with these flashback challenges, they also have fashion packs available for you just in case you don't have it in your closet or whatever, and you can buy it. You know, sometimes they have it for $1.99 or they have it for 99 cents. I mean, you know, they give you like styles that, you know, I think you get to pick from the fashion pack items. I think you get to select like three things that you would need for that particular challenge or any challenge. And then you have the Girl Power Challenge, where you style with pink MCM cotton items and pink shoes. I think I'm gonna do that one too. That one, you know, sounds all girly girly, like pink. I know you COVID fashioners out there, you can't live without your pink. I can't even live without my pink. You know, you have light pink, dark pink, all types of pink. And especially when I go in the Jet Set Challenge, my favorite challenge is the Harajuku challenge or whatever. You get to have all this punk rock style. And I always do my colors that I always do, guys. I always do pink or yellow. And like my stockings, my socks, they got to be high. And I got to rock that tutu with the up-to-date, you know, up-to-date style or whatnot. And then last but not least, on the challenges, this one's a two-day challenge. I don't know if you like, when you guys look on the challenge, you see like these, like this neon square. It's like unrevealed mysteries or whatnot. You know, I really think that's cool, but that's another, you know, challenge, and it's called Unravel the Mystery. And so basically what you have to do, this one is called the Jersey Motel. Motel, hotel, Holiday Inn. Let me stop. This one's called the Jersey Motel. And basically what you do is style with zinc pop pumps by United Nude, a cotton skirt, and a fall 2019 tan leather bag. I just don't know. I might do that one. I'm very kind of skeptical about that. I try to enter, guys, as much challenges as I can. Guys, I really do. I try to enter much challenges as I can, you know, when I can. You know, I'm not perfect or whatnot, but I try to enter these challenges because I do want to reach that next level. I don't know if you guys heard me the last time I said that I want to get to level 30. So guys, I'm trying so hard. And like I said, if I don't reach my level 30 within a month or two, I want your comments and everything that you have to say. You can email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Instagram, or you could just put it on my Facebook and clown me. You know, I'll take that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you guys stay tuned, and I have more information and more lists and more shout outs. You're tuning in to Time to Talk FM. Stay tuned. We're back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast Special Edition, COVID's Fashion Special Edition. And before the break, I was just basically talking about the two-day challenges of what they have. So basically, guys, what y'all need to do or what you should do, just go out and, you know, enter these challenges and so you can get voted in and move to the next level. Guys, I want to send some special shout outs. You know, I want to send a special, like, I got a list of shout outs that I want to send to. Okay, I want to send a special shout out to Emma 1999. Okay, like, they be doing their thing on COVID's Fashion. They really do. And they put their blood, sweat, tears, guys. And these are all my COVID fashion friends. So, Emma 1999, I want to send a special shout out to you. Seps 92, special shout out to you. And Lisa 00, special shout out to you. And I want to send a very special shout out to this person. You know, when I first, you know, I haven't, you know, I've been in on COVID's Fashion for like 3 years going on four. And when I got back on, this person just welcomed me with open arms, let me borrow items and stuff and everything. And that's Fran Creation. So a very special shout out to Fran's Creation. And another shout out to Mother of the Dragons and Vintage Cadu. What's going on, guys? Anyway, I also want to send a special shout out to MLS10T and Miss Defrida, Mrs. Defrida's. And I also want to send a special shout out to T-Girl67 and Rose2003. And like I said, if you didn't hear your name or whatever the case may be, you can always email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook, whatever the case may be. You can link up with me on Facebook as well. Guys, I'm getting ready to get an Instagram too going, so that's working in progress. So, you know, I'm gonna let you guys know. And guys, also, I am on Apple Podcasts. So to all my iPhone people out there, all my iPhone COVID fashion listeners, you know, you can always tune in to Apple Podcasts. You know, I'm up there. So I also have the link to that on my Facebook, and I also have it on, you know, my Facebook, you know, my Twitter, you know, to those who, you know, want to link up with me or whatnot. But anyway, I'm starting this new thing, guys, for you COVID fashion listeners out there. You know, I want to know your favorite. I want to know your favorite, you know, so periodically I'm going to just ask a question and, you know, what's your favorite, you know, for an example, what's your favorite, you know, clothing, you know. But anyway, I did this particular, you know, one. And actually, guys, I got a comment. So anyway, when I ask the question, you know, you can always hit me up on my email at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll, you know, send you a shout out, you know, and I'll read your shout out of your favorite, you know, theme or your favorite challenge or, you know, stuff like that. But this question is, what is your favorite hairstyle on COVID's fashion. You know, I'm still doing it. You know, you can always hit me up or link up with me on email at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. But I actually got one comment, you know, from a person when I asked, what's your favorite hairstyle? And this person, you know, was in, you know, the group Facebook, COVID's Fashion Add and Borrow, you know, and their name is COVID Barack. How you doing, COVID Barack? What's going on? He or she or they, I'm sorry, made a comment. So I asked them on the group, what is your favorite hairstyle? And they responded, COVID Barack. On COVID Fashion Add and Borrow, on this group in Facebook. And COVID Barack said, I like the majestic waves. Oh my God. Woo! That is a nice hairstyle. I admit, it is a nice hairstyle. They were like, I like the majestic waves. Otherwise, I usually pick according to the challenge. According to the challenge, for example, the 50s curl for a retro look. So a special shout out to COVID Barack for your comments. And, you know, like I said before, if I ask a question and if you want to let me know, you know, just link up with me, email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can, you know, when I ask a question in these Facebook groups, you know, you can give me a comment, you know, I'll send a shout out, you know, or whatnot. But you can also put it on my Facebook page too as well at Let's Talk. Guys, we gotta take a commercial. We gotta take a commercial because, like I said before, the list goes on and on and on. And you are tuning in Time to Talk podcast special edition, the COVID's Fashion special edition. We'll be right back. We're back. You are tuning in the Time to Talk podcast special, COVID's Fashion Edition. Before the break, I was just, you know, sending shout outs or whatever the case may be, you know, and I got this thing going on like, what's your favorite? Tell me what's your favorite. Anyway, like I said, tell me your favorite. You can always link up with me on my email at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can also like me on Facebook as well, or you can send comments or questions as well and your favorites on my Facebook page, Let's Talk. Moving along, guys, we got some more lists, and these are like, oh my God, they are amazing. Okay, they are amazing challenges. I've seen some amazing outfits. I've seen some amazing hairstyles. I've seen some amazing everything. Anyway, this challenge is the Lady Silver Challenge, and I have the top 10 list. Y'all ready, my COVID fashion listeners? Y'all ready? And here we go. Number one, Clemente Primrose. And I kid you not, I'm going to give a special shout out to them because they have the best look. Level 9. Best look on level 9. Number 2, you have Christabella 30. The best level look, you know, ever. Like, the best look on level 50. You have D-Duck and Bella 77 with the best look on level 11. So, big kudos to them. You have Snowbell 94. You know, they got a perfect score on this challenge with the Lady Silver Challenge. You have Selma Shang XEMB with the best look on level 69. Number 6, you have Artist Owl X UNTC with the perfect score on the challenge of Lady Silver. Number 7, you have Mrs. Call, best look on level 42. Number 8, you have K Mommy Meyer with the best look on level 23. Number 9, you have Melander with the perfect score on the Lady Silver Challenge. Number 10, you have Mrs. Sharon Harvey 123 with the best look on level 65. So big kudos to, you know, the COVID people that participated in this challenge and also had the best look and the perfect score. And that was the Lady Silver Challenge, the top 10. Okay, guys. This is like so exciting. Oh my God. And here are the top 10 on this challenge. I didn't enter this challenge, guys, because I was scared and I didn't have enough diamonds. Boo hoo. But anyway, this is the Autumn Haunting top 10 list for the challenge. You have number 1, Lane 002. Number 2, you have Sandy B. Number 3, you have Marana TL55. Number 4, you have Garments Speech. Number 5, you have Jessica TL. Number 6, you have Drama Llama. That name is so unique. Drama Llama. 1, 2, 3. Number 7, you have D.I. Jenner. Number 8, you have Roberta COVID. Number 9, you have Egg Babes. And number 10, you have Arlies HL96. And like I said, those are the top 10 challenges. Top 10 looks for the challenge Autumn Haunting. Moving along, guys. Moving along. I got the top 5 challenges for. Now, this challenge I didn't enter, guys, and I should have entered, but you know what? This is crazy. This challenge, I mean, it got me thinking, guys. I mean, it just tickled me. I got butterflies in my stomach. Like, this is tickling me right now because, like, the name that they came up with, I mean, COVID fashion and listeners out there, you know that you probably was thinking the same thing I was thinking. And once I say this name, we're going to do a moment of silence so y'all can laugh because this is crazy. The challenge for this one is making the drop. Making the drop. And I was laughing because I was like, well, dang, I should have entered this challenge. Like, you know, but it also got me thinking some other things. But, you know, we're going to move along. Okay. You have number 1, Fashionista 9681. Number 2, you have Mua Nancy. Number 3, you have Gabix Pyres. Number 4, you have Cherry Bliss Bomb. And number 5, you have Karina Kren. Now, this is for the challenge making the drop. And I'm going to be honest with you. They had some classical, you know, stuff, you know, like classical outfits and everything, hairstyles and everything. So, a special shout out to those who participated in the Making the Drop Challenge. And congratulations to the top 5 that I mentioned on this challenge. Anyway, moving along, we have another top 5, you know. And I didn't enter this challenge either. You know, like I said, it was this one was pretty hard. You know, I just said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I don't want to make myself look like a fool or anything. But anyway, this challenge is the Fallen City challenge. So this is the top five of the list I have for Fallen City challenge. Number one, you have Nanalu. Number two, you have Shake Tramp. I'm telling y'all, y'all coming up with these names. I'm like, oh my God. But y'all outfits are so slamming. Number three, you have KGL. Number four, you have Stylist 769-3936 Amberly. And last but not least, number five, you have Nina Rockabella. And like I said before, that's the top five list for the challenge Fallen Cities. And their outfit was on deck as well. Anyway, guys, I entered two challenges. Y'all gotta ignore me. I'm trying to cope a little bit because I did a special edition on one of my friends. I consider her like a daughter of mine. Her name is Anaya. I'm trying to cope with that. She passed. She graduated from high school, guys. And, you know, she was just, like I said before, beginning her life. But she lost her life. She passed. Very bright girl, you know. Very sincere, you know, care about people's surroundings. So, you know, I've been, you know, basically coping with that and, you know, tending to my podcast show, you know, trying to deal with it and, you know, get over it. Anaya, she passed away from lupus. And to let you people know out there, lupus is a terrible, terrible disease. And it is harming folks in America. So, you know, my condolences goes out to her family, like I said before, and her friends. I did a special podcast, if you guys want to check it out, on her. And, you know, lupus, you know, I just want to say to my COVID fashion listeners, get checked out, you know. Find out what's wrong with your body, because if you don't take care of yourself, no one will. And I just want to say, fuck lupus right now, because it took a special girl, you know, out of this world from it. So, you know, that's the way I feel. But moving along, guys, I entered the worst birthday ever challenge. So, you know, I hope I get, you know, some stars for that. And like I said before, earlier in the show, I entered the Way of the Wolf. To be honest with you, on the Way of the Werewolf challenge, the Way of the Wolf challenge, I couldn't, you know, coordinate a little bit. I couldn't even improvise, because like as far as the shoes or whatnot, they had shoes that like basically didn't like interest me in whatsoever, because I don't think they did their best on that one, you know. I was very upset because I was like, this is all the shoes they got? And I had like 1,000 diamonds. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get me something. Oh my God, I'm going to get something. And then when I go to the shoes, I go like, what the fuck? Is this all they got? So yeah, I'm like, I'm not too fond of the Way of the Wolf challenge. So, you know, I'm gonna just, like I said before, I'm gonna just keep on basically looking today and, you know, see what I can find as other challenges. But I entered the worst birthday ever, And I think I did pretty good. So, you know, for those who don't know, my screen name on COVID's Fashion is Mrs. Williams 1981. So if you want to come to my fashion house or whatever the case may be, feel free. You know, my fashion house name is Fran Swan. And like I said before, get into any fashion house by any means necessary, because like I said, they can help you by, you know, you can borrow clothes, you know, you really don't have to buy too much, you know, or if you just don't have the funds or the diamonds, you know, you can borrow something, you know, whatnot. So, you know, get in them fashion houses and also get in them runway rallies, because you also, with the rally runways, you get to enter all these challenges and y'all get to vote at the end. And the team in your fashion house, basically, that participates in these rallies, you know, y'all get prizes. You know, I got like several prizes from the runway rallies. I got like a shirt and a purse. I mean, it really didn't catch my eye, but it was something that, you know, it made me earn points so I can get to the next level. Like I said, guys, I'm gonna try to reach level 30, because like I was saying, I'm on level 12. Do not pick on me. Please don't pick on me. But yes, I'm on level 12 and, you know, I'm trying to move up, you know. But anyway, guys, y'all know what time it is. You know what time it is. It's time for me to sign off. And like I said, I'm going to be doing these shows periodically, because guess what, guys? I've been checking my podcast and I've been checking the special edition COVID's Fashion, and y'all been listening. You COVID fashion people out there, y'all been listening. You know you've been listening. You know you've been tuning in. What you talking about? But you know that y'all been listening. Y'all been good listeners, and I really appreciate that. That really makes me feel special, you know. That really, you know, give me the motivation to, you know, talk to you guys about the COVID fashion and whatever the case may be. So I really thank you, COVID fashion people, for listening. I mean, you know, just don't listen to the COVID fashion. Listen to all my episodes. You know, they are amazing, you know, from politics to other stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? But I always do a special edition for COVID fashion listeners and to the people who love COVID fashion, because without COVID fashion, we wouldn't be having a peaceful mind. You know, I think we'd be going crazy right about now. Anyway, if you have any comments or shout outs that you want to send or whatever the case may be, you can always link up with me. Don't worry about it. Just link up with me, guys, at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Or you can link up with me on Facebook. And also, guys, make sure you listen to, you know, my podcast on Apple Podcasts. I have it on Apple. I have it on Google for you Android listeners. And, you know, I have it also on Pocket Cast. So, just listen. It doesn't hurt to listen. Anyway, you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And like I said, this is Francesca signing off to my COVID fashion special listeners. And we will be doing this periodically. So tune in, stay tuned. I'm signing off, and I see you later. And all the other above, and have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Have a prosperous weekend. Have a glorified weekend. Buenas snooches. Hasta la vista. Later. So take care, guys.